Section 2. Demographic and Geographic Information. Background. Nebraska's population in the 2000 census was 1,711,000 people, which ranks it 38th in population compared to the other states. Nebraska was originally formed in one large surge of settlement in the 1880s when its population increased from 452,000 to 1,062,000. This is greater population growth in 10 years than Nebraska would experience in the next 100 years. The Homestead Act was the primary reason for this population surge. From 1860 through 1890, more than 1 million homesteaders settled in the state's unorganized regions for the purpose of acquiring free land. The resulting local governments that were established were not created under any type of well-reasoned plan. Rather, when enough homesteaders settled in an unorganized region, they would petition the state for a county government to be established for that region. Settlers would subsequently establish school districts, townships, cities, and villages. The end result of this lack of oversight and coordination was one of the largest local government systems in the country, consisting of 93 counties and over 7,000 school districts. This local government structure was sustainable largely through the sale of federal land. Specifically, upon statehood in 1867, Nebraska received 2.8 million acres of land from the federal government to sell or lease for the purpose of generating funding for schools. Almost half of the land was sold between 1880 and 1900, resulting in a large amount of cash for school construction. In the 1880s, Omaha became a major railroad center, Lincoln became the state capital, and food production became the state's primary economic engine. During this decade, plentiful rain ensured a growing agricultural-based economy. However, the 1890s were a decade of severe drought, and Nebraska's population stopped growing. Over the next 100 years, many rural counties lost population, and the demographics of the state changed greatly. One of the most notable demographic changes has been the aging of the population. In 1890, 48% of Nebraskans were 18 years old or younger, compared to 26% in 2000. Since 1990, however, Nebraska's population has experienced substantial growth for the first time in decades. Its population grew 10% to 1,747,000 between 1990 and 2004, less than the national average, but more than Nebraska has grown since the turn of the last century. But the growth has not been even. In 62 of its 93 counties, Nebraska has lost population. At the same time, Omaha and Lincoln have grown robustly, as did the northeast corner of the state, and the counties strung along the Platte River and the Interstate 80 corridor from Omaha to North Platte. More than half the people in the state live in the Omaha and Lincoln metropolitan areas, and over 60% of the state's population lives within an hour's drive from the Iowa border, a fact that makes Iowa's tax system very relevant to an analysis of Nebraska's tax system. Nebraska's personal incomes and housing values have also increased substantially in the 1990s and 2000s, and the state's unemployment rate has been one of the lowest in the country. The number of jobs rose 18% during that period, while the population has increased by only 8%. This has tended to expose the problem that Nebraska has not been producing enough young people who stay in the state to fill its jobs. Moreover, for the first time in a century, there has been net migration into the state. 100 years ago, German and Czech immigrants came to work the farms of the plains. Today, large numbers of Hispanics have been coming from the Southwest to work in meatpacking and agricultural factories. The state's percentage of Hispanic residents rose from 2% in the 1990 census to 6% in the 2000 census and has steadily increased through 2007. In 2000, the percentage of Hispanic residents was highest in the counties around Lexington, 25%, South Sioux City, 23%, Scotts Bluff, 17%, and Grand Island, 14%. At the same time, most farm counties continue to lose population. This population loss is part of a broader population loss for a vast geographic area of the Western Great Plains area of the United States. Exhibit 2-1 demonstrates this pronounced effect. The exhibit shows population growth and decline for all counties in the United States from 1990 to 2000. While most of the country experienced growth, the wide band from North Dakota through the panhandle of Texas saw a pronounced population decline. This band includes most of central and western Nebraska. The exhibit demonstrates that this decline in rural population is not simply a Nebraska issue, but rather that it is part of broader national demographic changes. In any event, demographically, Nebraska increasingly looks like a western state, with a population concentrated in cities, and with relatively few people spread over the rural farm and ranch lands. Over the years, Nebraska has made thousands of consolidations in its local government. For example, in 1940 there were more than 7,000 school districts in Nebraska, and many of those had more administrators than teachers. By 2005, that number had been reduced to 522. While this is a very significant decrease, Nebraska still has many more school districts than its neighboring states. Iowa has 372, Colorado has 178, South Dakota has 174, and Kansas has 303. In fact, in 2005, Nebraska still had more school districts than all but three states, California, Illinois, and Texas. Some very populous states have far fewer school districts. For example, Florida has only 67 school districts. This 2005 data is the most current data of all 50 states reviewed by the Commission. The Commission notes that since 2005, Nebraska has continued to significantly reduce the number of school districts to less than 300. Summary. The demographics of Nebraska in the 1880s to 1900 serve as the basis for the current local government structure. At the turn of the last century, a large population was spread out in many towns across the state, and a very large local government and school system was developed. The system was largely funded through non-tax sources. The structure has continually decreased in scale over the last century, but, as will be discussed in detail in the property tax section of the report, Nebraska still ranks among the very highest of the states in terms of local government employees per capita, and among the very lowest in terms of state aid to local governments.